All right, let's learn, okay? Daf Chafi on the base. He's coming. He's coming. Daf Chavdal. Daf Chavdal on the base. Amar Abaya, yeah? Amar Abaya. Amar Abaya. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines from the bottom, yeah? 11 lines from the bottom. Shalini, you there? Rabbi Shulimin, you still there, or I lost you? Rabbi Shulimin?
I'm here.
Okay, good. I'm not bad. I'll call my
dad. Is Rabbi on?
What?
Is Rabbi on?
He's going to be on in a second. He's coming on. He's coming
okay.
on now.
I'm here.
Everybody who comes to Kli Akademi, the person gets Malkus, and get Hanoah, Filo Shlekederech Hanosan. Even Shlekederech Hanosan, you're going to get Malkus. So here it says over here in Rashi, Kli Akademi, Kusim, Kantik, Tashem Aleya. The mashmal loy rashi l'tohonim mimenu elitis shafenu upen lavhu. The word pen is lois say tikdash. Tikdash means to become holy. Kodesh is also behanoah. And since it says this pasuk in regard to Kili Akedem, we derive that Kili Akedem is also behanoah. Now he says here afilu shaloi keder chanos in my time mishum loy kisibuhu achila, because the Torah does not say the word achila. He's saying a chiddush. That whenever it says achila, according to the last few days that we've been learning, achila is mashm is hanah, lav dafka achila hu adin hanah. That was the Gemara's drasha, the limbud where we know it from, the whole sugya. But achila does come teach us one yisoid. The yisoid is that it has to be derech hanahos, it has to be kederech. Just like eating is the derech, so too the hanah has to be kederech. But if it's shaloi kederech, that's not called achila. That's what achila comes to teach us. Achila is not coming to be memayit hanoh. Achila is only coming to be memayit hanoh, that shaloi kederech. But by kili akedem, where it does not say the word achila, it says pentikdash, it's mashma, it's issa hanoh, afilu shaloi kederech. Check the Gemara. Meisvei is the Ben Yehuda, imer minayim lebas, b'chalo shu osa nemar kan ki am kodosh ato, ונאמר להלון, ואנשי קודש תהיו לי, מה להלון עושה אף כאן עושה, ואין לי אלו ואכילה. כי the Gemara is making a comparison between the two psukim of Bosa Bechalov. It says by Bosa, what are the two psukim? The two psukim of Bosa Bechalov, and one pasuk is, it says by Bosa B'cholov ki am kodesh ato l'Hashem l'kecho l'sevashel gidi b'chalei v'imoi. And by a treifa. Okay, so I'm coming out to make a gzereshav between Bosa B'cholov and a treifa. The Gemara says, ma l'hal nesra afganah v'en yil b'hanichil v'hanah minayin tam lo mekam minayin b'Bosa B'cholov shu osa b'nemar kan ki am kodesh ato v'nemar l'halon by treifa v'an shei kodesh tihiyu li. Malahalon osar afkan osar. So here maybe Xerishava to teach that Basar Becholov is osar from Xerishava. Okay? Because it says, like Sevashel, like in other words, the Gemara's Kash, and all it says in the Pasuk is, like Sevashel Gidi Bachalevimo, do not cook. How do you know it means Achila? Now I know what Rabbi Sholim is thinking, because Sholim, he knows shots inside out his fingertips, and everyone knows that every time it says in the pasuk three times, do not cook. Le'sevashel gidi v'chalevimo, three times in the Torah. One is for the pshuta shel mikra, do not cook. The other time is isra achila, and the third time is isra hano. Right? That's what you were thinking. So what's the word you're coming to ask? So obviously this piece of work, this moment in time, does not yet know of this drasha, that it says it three times, and the repetition three times coming to teach you to upgrade isra cooking, achila and hana. Okay? Three times to teach you. Three. Right now, the Gemara only hears with one pasuk. We're making believe now that it only says it once. And the one time that it says, do not cook. So cooking is prohibited. How do you know that you're not allowed to eat it? Let's say the guy cooks it. The guy cooks it for you. You go into, a person goes into a McDonald's. They do the cooking for you. How do you know you're not allowed to eat it? Stay in the pasuk. This Gemara makes a gzereshava between Terefa. Terefa, it says, Beferish, do not eat. It says, Yanshe Kodeshim Libos, the Pasik says, Basab Basta Terefa Losuchlenu. It says beferish by treif you're not going to eat. So malah halmas also have kanasa. Ve'im liel b'achti lo minahanam minayin kalmat kal b'chaymer. We make now kal b'chaymer. Ma or lo shlo nevdeba avera asura b'hanah bas b'cholav shnevdeba avera in din she'osu b'hanah. The next step is the kal b'chaymer from Arla. Arla, it says pentikdash. It says by Arla, it says the words pentikdash hamaleya. Okay, that's how the Gemara started. The Gemara started by that. The Gemara started by Klein, not by Klein, I'm sorry, not by Arla. By here we're going to another pasuk of Arla. Arla, we know, is Asa b'hanah. How do you know that? How do you know Arla is Asa b'hanah? I don't know. It doesn't say anywhere. It doesn't say here. We don't have the pasuk over here in that front of us. But Arla is Asa b'hanah. So too, if that's Asa b'hanah, we did not do an aver. You planted a tree beheter. So kol shken, when it comes to bas v'chol, you're not very certain to be das v'chanah. Ein edish yas v'chanah. In fact, the Gemara, you can't compare the case of bas v'chol of to'ala ma'ala, lo shken lo chayis lo shas ha'koysher. Arla was also from day one. Toy mar be bas v'chol of shahayis lo shas ha'koysher. Bas was mutter, chol was mutter, and only now became osir. So therefore, it's not a good, you cannot go learn out from Arla. And for the Gemara, chameitz v'pesach yuchiyach. Let's not go to chameitz v'pesach. Shahayil is man shasa kosher. Chameitz was mutter before Pesach. It became also on Pesach. Also b'hanah. That was the Gemara's drasha. Lo ye ochel. Ye ochel was mashma. It doesn't say lo yoichal. But the Gemara made a drasha. The fact that it says lo ye ochel also b'hanah. Let's start according to Rabbi Avol for right now. Lo ye ochel. It's aser b'hanah. And there it was. It had a shasa kosher. Yes, b'hanah. In fact, the Gemara, no, you cannot go learn out of chametz. You cannot go use chametz as the source for basa b'chala because malu chametz b'pesach shkin anish kares. It's more chamor. There's a din of kares. Taima b'basa b'chalav, basa b'chalav. She'enoi anush kares. So therefore, you can't compare. So the Gemara says, here is where we finally come back full cycle to our sugya kiliyak and yuchiyach. She'enoi anush kares. Kelayim, there's no chiyuv kares for kelayim. Ma'asa b'hanah, and it's also asa b'hanah. So certainly, when it comes to basa b'cholav, where there's no chiyuv kares, it's also going to be asa b'hanah. Frak the Gemara of Yenisa nifrach malak le'akedim shkein leikin alech afilu shloike derechana asan. Here's the whole reason why we brought that gan to sugya. But if you go on and you know it's kiliyakedim is a perfect. It's like the perfect storm. It's like the weather outside. It's the perfect storm. Why? Because Kiryat Kerem, it started out mutar. There was a shasa kosher. And then you brought two things together. And there it's going to be. And there it's
going to be.
Exactly. Exactly. So exactly, it's exactly about Sukhov's different, just like we can mamotzim. The Gemara is saying we're going to learn out, it's not a Kalbuchim, the Gemara doesn't say Kalbuchim. The Gemara says, it says, Kil Yakerem Yochiach, let's see Rashi. Kil Yakerem Yochiach, v'shchit ha'schul, v'msech t'chul, v'parech, v'neva arlo t'chiach, v'chazer adin. Why don't we say, no, you can't go learn out, let's go learn out, v'hosom, mitaris l'b'chol ha'bosar, wait, it's also Mars Kasha. Kiliyak Kerem Yochiach, let's love him Kiliyak Kerem. What's the problem? It's a good. What's the problem with Kiliyak Kerem? It's good. What's most kasha? What's Rashi's kasha? Ma'al b'chametz ababa, ma'al b'avanu, ma'al b'chametz ababa, 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 Kiliyak Kerem Yochiach. Because Kiliyak Kerem, Kilayim, is not onish chorus, it's also b'hanah. Shekein onish chorus, v'osa b'hanah. It's onush chorus. What could you ask by Kiliyak Kerem? What could you ask about Kiliyak Kerem? What could be the problem by Kiliyak Kerem? Why is Kiliyak Kerem problematic? And we ask the kasha. What could we possibly ask? What could there be a problem? Kiliyak Yuchiyach, she'ein onush chorus al chilosim, she'ein mechem elu la'av, ve'afal pichem, who else will be? Who are doing the last? I think the Gemara is just being a mamatzino. Let's learn now, for the sake of simplicity, now that we're going to make a mamatzino. Kiliyak Kerem, pen tikdash, it's also b'hanah. Shlomi, you want to put on the picture? I can't see what you look like.
Yeah, I'm eating sugar.
So I want to see the food. I'm also hungry. So.
I can't wait for donut to donut. I got to eat something in between.
All right. Fine. No problem. Let's go weiter. So the Gemara is saying we're learning out from Kiliyak Kerem. Kiliyak Kerem is just like basa b'chala. You have two items. They both start out mutter, and now you mix them, you do an avera, and it becomes osser. By kili akedem, not only does it become osser, it becomes osser behano. Becomes osser behano. So too, that's the gzerisha, that's so too. We're going to go to basa b'cholav, basa b'cholav, it says the word kodesh, and it says the word kodesh by, that's exactly the gzerishava. Exactly the gzerishava. We're going to make gzerishava to kili akedem. So in fact, the Gemara, but wait a minute, there's a problem with kili akedem. The problem is that kili akedem is osser afilu sheloi kiderechana osser. And the Gemara is making an assumption when it comes to basa b'cholav, it's mutur sheloi kiderechana osser. V'imisa nifrach ma'al kiderechana osser. But when it comes to basa b'cholav, I'm assuming that it says in Shulchan Aruch that when it comes to basa b'cholav, it's there's no prohibition sheloi kiderechana osser. And the Abaya toimar. So the Abaya will answer toimar b'may toimar the Abaya toimar. B'may toimar. But what does that mean over here? The Abaya. The Gemara gives an answer. Look at Rashi. Rashi explains the Abaya. Omalacha. He'll say it's not a kasha. Hachi nifach. Heichi nisaimol lenulsa deloy neilach b'os b'chol minei. Nei noim lenela say. Toimar b'os b'cholav. Atu b'os b'cholav achilak sibbei. Chasam nami loikin lo afilu shaloi derechan osan. Givaldik. So he'll say Abaya will say toimar. Say. B'may soimar. What are you going to say? B'bas b'cholav shelokin lo derechan osay. Atu b'bas b'cholav achilak sibe. Eino chanamah, you're going to be chayiv. Shelokin derechan osan. Abaye is going to say, who's holding you back? The only reason why this would be a pircha is if you would say that by kili akedem it's going to be osay. Afilu shelokin derechan osan. But by b'bas b'cholav it's only going to be osay derechan osan. Who told you that? Who told you that? It doesn't say the word soichal by basa b'cholav. It says the word tikdash. Einochinami. Let us suggest that through this gzeirushava that basa b'cholav indeed will be osra filu sheloi kiderechana osan. Nachmul was the Gemara. The Abaye. Abaye will say back to you. Toimar. Toimar will say to you. B'may toimar? Question mark. What's your problem? What is the b'may my toimar? What is holding you back? What are you saying here that is holding you back from allowing this gezerishava to be processed? Is it because b'basa b'cholav shein loikin alav ela derech hana'osai? Is it because you are suggesting that when it comes to basa b'cholav you need hana'ah? Who said? Mehechatei say. Atu b'basa b'cholav achil k'sibei, does it say the word achila? Ein achanayim, when it comes to b'basa b'cholav, the osra afil shodar achanosei. The idach, the other man, the omar, who is the other man, the omar? The idach is the opinion who disagrees with Abaya, who holds that no, I have a tradition dating back from Har Sinai, that b'basa b'cholav, there is no prohibition when it's eaten, shaloi kiderech, when it's the right pleasure, shaloi kiderech hanosan. I have that tradition. What's the makar? I don't know. But right now the Gemara is assuming that this is a fact. Let's make that assumption. Let's play with the Gemara now. Let's assume it's a fact that basa b'cholav is not going to be osur b'hanosh sheloi kiderech hanosan. Thus, you cannot go learn out a kal v'chomer from kili akedem, because kili akedem is osur afilu sheloi kiderech hanosan. So therefore, the question is reinstated. How then do we know the halacha that basa b'cholav is going to be osa b'hana, period? It doesn't say it anywhere. All it says by basa b'cholav is lo sevashel, do not cook. And at this point in time in the Gemara, we have not yet heard of the world-famous universal principle that it says by basa b'cholav three times lo sevashel gdi b'chalevimo. The person comes to the shir, daf yomi shir, does not know this halacha, that it says by basa b'cholav three times lo sevashel gdi b'chalevimo, lo sevashel gdi b'chalevimo, lo sevashel gdi b'chalevimo. One iser achila, one iser cooking, bishul, one iser achila, one iser hana, then you shouldn't come to the shir. This is elementary. This is elementary.
It's elementary. Why doesn't it say twice that if you know hana, you know achila?
What?
Why does it have to say three times? If it's actually about hana,
oh, that's so the Gemara at this moment. The Gemara, at this moment in time does not yet know that Yisoid. That is a Yisoid that everyone in first grade, even there are even some children in kindergarten that know this. It says in the Torah three times, list of Ashel B'Chalevimoy, cooking. That doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, nowhere. The Chol HaTorah Kula does it say explicitly that you're not allowed to eat Basa B'Chalav. The only thing that it says in the Torah is you're not allowed to cook Basa B'Chalav. However, it says it three times. And Chazal have made a drasha. One pasuk is teaching you cooking. The second is teaching you eating. And the third is teaching you hana.
How do you know other than a gedi?
Gedi? Good question. I don't know. Gedi is a dogma. Why? A mamatri.
How do you know other than b'chalei gimel?
B'chalei, that's talking. Gemara asked that question. I don't know the answers to that question.
So maybe you need these three drashas to teach you everything. And how do you get the extra one to do a
chila,
a
ma, that is when it says lo sevashal gidi, the three, the repetition three times, this is universal.
According to
Rabbi Bo,
it says it's automatic.
What's automatic? It doesn't say the word eating by basa b'chalav. Again, by bas, it does not say the word eating. It says sevashal, lo sevashal. So we have a famous, world-famous drasha. Three times, one is bishul, the second is upgrades it to eating, and the third upgrades it to cooking. The Gemara at this moment, we're going to come to the drasha later, in a moment, but the Gemara at this moment does not yet know that it's repeated three times, does not yet know that drasha. The Gemara is working with one pasuk only. There's one, where I now works with the understanding, the premise, there's only one pasuk, where Sevashel, Gdibachale, Vimo, you know how to cook. That is it. Zehu, Ad Kan. So now the question is, it only says you know how to cook, who says you know how to eat? So the Gemara said, we're going to make a Gzera Shava from Trefa, non-kosher, and a Trefa basically means non-kosher meat. And by non-kosher meat, it says you're not allowed to eat. And it says by Trefa, it says the word Kodesh. And it says by Basa B'Chalav the word Kodesh. The teacher, just like by Trefa, you're not allowed to eat, so too by Basa B'Chalav, you're not allowed to eat. For that, the Gemara. You can't now, the Gemara says, now wait a minute, you can't go learn out from Trefa, because Trefa has, well, we're going back in the Gemara, because Trefa was not kosher meikoroi from the very beginning. That's not like basa b'chalav. Basa was mutter, chalav was mutter.
Right.
Okay, that was the previous Gemara. So let's forget it all. The Gemara goes to a whole chagaya, and then the Gemara comes out l'maskana. You know what? You're right. Forget about it. Scrap it. Forget about the drasha. Forget about it. The drasha that we're going to learn from is a mamotzinu. Let's just work with that assumption of mamotzinu. We're going to compare it to kilia kerem. By kilia kerem, you have grapes and you have wheat. Grapes are mutter. You eat grapes on Purim. Wheat is mutter. Donuts, they use wheat. You know that? They use wheat to make donuts. It's mutter. It's only if you mix Purim with Chanukah, it's Kilia Kerem. Each one was mutter be'idna. You didn't have there by mixing them together. That's called Kilia Kerem. And there the Torah says you're not allowed to eat it and you're not allowed to have Hana. So too when it comes to Basa B'Chalav. What? I don't know where it says it. I don't know where it says it. I don't know. So the Gemara now this obviously is all part of the Kal Chama. It's not just the Mamotzinu. It's part of the mix. It's part of this whole Kal Chama business. You start off with Trefa. Trefa has the problem because Trefa was Nesa Meikorai. The supplement, the one that's going to be Mechazek, the Gzerisha from Trefa. Is when you're going to ask the Kasha, how can you go learn out from Trefa? How can you make a Gzeresh of a Kodesh to Trefa? We want to take the word eating that it says by Trefa and apply the word eating by Trefa and apply it to Basa B'Cholav. You can't do that because by Trefa it's Nesa Meikoroi, you never had a Shasa Kosher. So the Gemara says, you know, we're going to supplement the Gzeresh of a with Kilia Kerem. Because Kilia Kerem had a Shas HaKosher, and it's Osur, Behana, Osur Bachila, it's Osur Bachila, and it's Osur Behana. So too, when it comes to Bas B'Cholav, it's going to be Osur Beachila and Osur Behana. Frek the Gemara, you can't do that. Because by Kili Akedem it's also Bahana Afilu Shiloi Kiderech Hana Osai. And by Basel B'Cholav, we're now in the middle of the Gemara, we're following the Amanda Omar that says that Basel B'Cholav is Mutur Behana Shiloi Kiderech Hana Osai. So you can't go add into the mix, into in, as part of the equation, to create a chalois, a basa b'cholav, that's going to be asa b'hana, using an ingredient called kiliyak hedem, because it's missing some of the elements. Vayta the Gemara, the idach become moisiv la savar, lahach kagama minavela. Oh, exactly. There's another element that we need to learn from. Nevela. Ma nevela derchanasa apostle b'chol derchanasa. Enochanami, gvaldik. Forget about kiliakedem. Goodbye. Goodbye and good luck. Instead, we're going to replace it with nevela. Because nevela is also biachila. And it's also... And nevela... Nevela...
Nevela shasa kosher.
Nevela shasa kosher. And it, that's all shas. So you're coming on to a gansalon. This is what Rabbi Sholim, and he gave a shiur on this Shabbos morning right in Berkan Shul for an hour, surrounded by hundreds of people thirsty to hear his every word. You should see what it looks like when he gives a shiur that he holds court like a rebbe.
What's your
question, Shlomo? Like, Nevela does have a shas kosher. Even a chai.
Shas kosher or not?
Even a chai. Does Nevela ever have a shas kosher? Did
Nevela? When I was alive, you
said Shas. Oh, but then that's not Nevela. That's Even a Chai. Even a Chai. So the answer is Even a Chai is an Andra Isser. That's not Nevela. Nevela had a Shas HaKosher. When the animal was born, it was not Nevela. No, it was also Be'achila. Yeah, it was also Be'achila for different reasons, because it was Even a Chai. But that's not Nevela. Nevela came about later in its existence. Whereas Treifa... So you'll ask me the same exact question. What about Treifa? Treifa was also, when the animal was alive, there was no din Treifa. There was din Eiv and Achai. You see from this Gemara, I'm suggesting, this has to be, you have to study this sugya very well and give a shiur on this, if this is taka true, is that this is indeed a chiluk between Treifa and Nevela. Treifa, the Isra of Treifa was even there before, in the moment the animal was born. The moment the animal was born, if it had a defect, it was already chalas. I don't know if this is all true. Yes, and good kasha. I don't know. Let's see.
There's another thing. Nevela, you tell me if you touch Nevela. And the Treifa doesn't get touched.
Okay, let's see the Gemara. Let's see Rashi to clarify all of these very difficult points. The Gemara here says, let's see, words inside the Gemara. All the lomas over here. Taiman basachosh ain't like Nevela, but the Rechanase. Let's see Rashi. Rashi. Minavela. Over Nevela, Achilik Sibbe. Nevela, it says Achila. Nevela, Lavdafka come. Oh, you see, Nevela, Lavdafka come out of the Treifa Gamino. The Yeshu Farshim, the Mishum, the High Treifa. The craw iri be'ever, the treifa is dealt with an ever, ubebasar hamadul ba, meat that's dangling, ushchata, you shechted it, kedamrina bebehima hamakshu leleid, karulei nevela, we call it nevela, why? The dumbbell nevela, it's dumbbell nevela, the loy mishteru beshchita, it's not going to come mutu with shchita, the ain nearly, I don't like that pshat, the treifa nami loy mishtar beshchita, there's no tuma. Hanachnami loy mitamu. These items basa b'chol is also namatami. Okay, so I made a mistake. When it says here nevela, I say I made a big mistake. I made a big toss. A toss hadafum. The Gemara is saying inachnami. That's the combination. We're going in circles. Right now, the Gemara over here is learning. We're learning over here basa b'cholof. Basa b'cholof is also b'achila, also b'hana, but it's mutar b'hana shaloi kederech hana osa. How do you know all of these things? You know these things from a combination. You know these things from a combination. Mr. Forrest, Shalom Aleichem. We're not having the shiur tonight on Chumash. I canceled the shiur on Chumash tonight because I have to go away. So I moved up the Daf Yomi shiur to the slot of the Chumash shiur. So if you want, you can join us for the Daf Yomish. But right now we're going to be with two very holy people, Rabbi Sholim and Shlita, and Shlomo Rabbeinu and Shlita. I want to introduce you to one of the outstanding Amudim of Toronto, Canada, Mr. Norman Forst. He used to live here in Flatbush on East 17th Street between Avenues K and L. He lived right next door to... He lived right next door to Aaron Shachter Shlita. He was a neighbor. He was a Shochin Toiv to Aaron Shachter. And Baruch Hashem, he comes to the Kollel when he comes to Flatbush. And now he's in Toronto. He went away to avoid the blizzard of COVID. COVID, even though it's 20, it's COVID-19 blizzard. And he's there, so we want to welcome him. Shalom Aleichem. Let's go weiter.
It's extremely cold up here.
It's cold up there, yeah? Okay, it's
very cold. Minus 20.
Oh, yeah. Stay warm. It's good to hear your voice. I don't often get to hear your voice. It's good to hear you.
Found out how to, I'm doing on a tablet and I'm not very familiar with it.
Okay, it seems like you're doing very good. You come to the share with you. You do better than I can do most of the time. Okay, welcome. Shalom Aleichem. Let's go weiter. So over here, let's see Rasha. Over here, Rasha. So over here, we make over here a combination. It's a combination. The combination is between Terefa, and Kili Akerem. So therefore, each one is adding an element to our sugya. We're using Kilia Kerem Trefa to teach you the word. We need the word Trefa. You cannot ignore Trefa, because Trefa, it says the word Achila. Basa v'cholav, it says Leisevashel, do not cook. So we must come on to Trefa, because Trefa, it says the word Achila. Now, problem is, Trefa is Mutar Behana. So Trefa is not really a good makar for Basa v'cholav. Because Basa B'cholav, we don't just want to upgrade Basa B'cholav to Nisra Achila, we want to upgrade Basa B'cholav to Issa Hana. So there's a limitation in Treifa, in that it's not going to carry us over to the Issa Hana. That is why we need to come on also to Kilia Kerem. Because Kilia Kerem is indeed Osra B'hana. But the problem is Kilia Kerem is an overkill. Because Kilia Kerem will prohibit Behana Afilu Shaloi Kiderech Hana Asai. So now we go back to Trefa. Even though Trefa is Mutu Behana, but Trefa, it's also Be'achila, but it's only Be'achila Kiderech. But if you do an Achila Shaloi Kiderech by Trefa, it's Mutter. So the principle of Shaloi Kiderech applies to Trefa. And that is also going to contribute to the equation to bring a result that when it comes to basa b'cholav, it's also bishul, achila, and hana, but only a hana, that's kederech. Hana we're going to derive from kilia kerem, but that it has to be kederech, that we're going to go back to treifa. And when the Gemara here says the word nevela really means the same thing as treifa. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, nevela, achila, achilik sebe. And achila means kederach, not shloi kederach. Achila by definition means you have to eat. Achila automatically means kederach. That's what we started. The Gemara started with achila means kederach. At least that much it tells you. Even though we had a machloikis, does achila include hana? Does it not include hana? That was a big machloikis. But one thing it does for sure include, the word achila automatically means that whatever type of prohibition it's going to be, it's going to be a prohibition that's going to be kederach. If it's shloi kederach, that's not included in the principle of achila. And Rashi Eliyah says. Fine, let's go right in the Gemara. Okay, so that's here. Now the question falls back on Abaya. According to Abaya, he tackle holds that when it comes to Basa B'cholav is also Behano, Afilu Shaloi Kiderech Hana Asai. Why? Abai also needs to come on to the word achila that is written in the parasha of Nevela, and that automatically should be menayit basa b'chol of hanos shaloi kiderech hanosai. The Abaya lahachi, this is the lamnis, moridik lamnis, it's pilei ploim. This is even more pilei ploim than all the snow in the whole tri-state area. The Abaya lahachi like sev achila the gufai. That's why the Torah did not say the word achila by basa b'cholav. It said leisevashel. it said Leisavashel to reject the notion that it's going to only be Osir Kederech. If the Torah only wanted Basa B'cholav to be Osir Kederech, then it should say, don't eat Basa B'cholav. The fact that it said, do not cook, cooking automatically avoids the word Achila, which will allow us to upgrade the prohibition of Hana from the Gezerah Shava that we're going to come on to from Treifa, to include even a Hana Sheloi Kederech Hana Asai. Rabaya, Liachi likes Sibachila Guvalo, Mashalakim Lavafilo Sheloi Hana Asai. Gvaldik, yeah? Are we in business here, everyone? Shlomi, with me? Shlomi, are you with me? Oh no, he's gone. Are you Shaul Lehman? Are you with me? Okay, Baruch Vayda. Okay, what are you eating now? What are you eating now?
I'm finished eating. I'm studying Torah.
What's for dessert?
I'm eating the daf.
The lef rech frech the gemara.
It's still feeding me Torah.
At Moshe Rabbeinu, he ate lechem lo yachalti, mayim lo yishasisti for 40 days, 40 nights. Vaita. The lif reich malik.
He's eating through learning Torah. He's eating Torah. Kederech ha-no-osan or not?
Is eating Torah kederech ha-no-osan?
Yeah, if it gives you the hanoah to live, kem chayonu v'yoyotimin, was learning Torah derech ha-chilosan?
Yeah, that's called derech achilasan. What's the shayla? Of course, that's there. That's the purpose. This is the
frest the Torah.
Frest the Torah. What do you drink? Fresca. You eat the Torah. You frest the Torah, and you drink fresca.
A baki in pas and shoyskin.
I think that's a tolos hadafum. Vaita.
Weiter, as
per Rabbi Lieben. Weiter. The lifruch mal lekil yakerem shchil lochay so frek the Gemara. We're going to kill yakerem. Oh, let's ask the kasha. There was no shas hakoish. See, I made a mistake. See, I told you before that you have gefen, the seeds are mortar. You have grapes and you have wheat. That's not true because you take it's taka a seed, but the seeds disintegrate. It's techiyas hamesim. There's nothing left. They're gone. They're finished, kaput, garnished. And now it grows. The moment that it grows out of the ground, that very first moment, it is a dover shel iser. You don't look back. I thought that the kiliakedem, since kiliakedem comes from a seed, a zera, of grain, and of yayin. So therefore, those two items originally are dover shel heter. And now when they come together, now it becomes osir. No. Since you put these things into the ground and they disintegrate into nothing and then they regrow together into a new item, this is anayazach, as Rav Sholimi would say, anayo unfang. It's anayazach. Mitinu drin in the karka, it vax zois anayo unfang. And that is awesome, ein lo shas hakosha. If only we knew Yiddish, like only we knew English, like we knew Yiddish. Weiter. The lifrach malik el yakinim shchil lo yisol shasa kosher. There's no shasa kosher. Bas the bchalav has a shasa kosher. Amar Rabbi Ada bar Ahava zoyse meres. From this we learn kil yakinim ikaron neesodin. From here we learn that the kil yakinim ikaron neesodin chol hoyisolim shasa kosher koydim hashrasha. What does that mean? Here we learn ikaron ne'esodin, the ikaron. What do you mean the ikaron? Hoyel v'hoyisa lohen shasa kosher koydem hashrasha. Exactly like I said originally, that the seeds are taka mutar. Well, let's see over here. What's over here in the Rashi? Rashi says a long Rashi here. Let's go very quickly to this Rashi. Rashi says over here. Because salkadaitach, we think now over here. Since we didn't ask this, okay, so we could skip the rest of Rashi. What we think over here is when you start off with Kalayim, I made a mistake. It doesn't disintegrate. The seeds don't disintegrate. The seeds are put into the ground, and the seeds grow. Now, if you can identify the seed, let's say you can identify the original seed, okay, whatever that means exactly. The seeds do disintegrate to a degree, but obviously, although they disintegrate, there's going to be something left. There's going to be a skeleton left. So that skeleton, that original seed was once upon a time mutar. Now, when they grow together, what happens? Not only is the growth asur, even the original seed that you put in the ground, if you can identify it, also becomes asur. Why? Why do you say that? Why don't we say that when it's kilakedim, the Torah says klaim is us, only the growth, not the original seed. So here you learn, you say that when something grows, the growth, it goes backwards, it penetrates the primary isur, and that becomes asur. Zoy semeres, the ikar and the roots, they become asur. So Abba, the roots once upon a time were mutar, and now they become asur. So the roots indeed have a shasa kosher. And that's why it's a valid analogy to Bosa B'chala, which also had a shasa kosher. Zoy semeres. Hermaisa, zoy semeres. Kili akerem, ikar and the roots are ne'esodin. That after it begins to grow, then the prohibition is not just on the growth, the prohibition automatically prohibits the roots. Why? Hoyel v'hoyis l'chen shasa kosher, koidem hashrasha, before the hashrasha. Masiv Rav Shemaya, kasha. Hamavir otzit snaka b'kerem v'kerem, a person is carrying in his possession a flower pot that is perforated, and the flower pot is growing wheat. And he's going in the vineyard. So as he's walking in the vineyard, the flower pot is being yoinek from the vines. In Chosef Masayim, if when you walk from one end of the vineyard to the other end of the vineyard, it grows more than 1 in 200. I guess you have some type of spectacular measuring instrument that's able to measure that the otzitz nokov, that the wheat in your flower pot has grown more than 1 in 200 when it started originally. What is halacha? Asur. So, in fact, the Gemara Hosef in loy Hosef loy. If it grows, yes, it does not grow not. So, what's the kasha? What's the kasha? I don't see what the kasha is. Rashi, Hosef atzelach lekerem masayim echem masayim sheyesh v'yachshav shemetchilo hoyu by kuf tzadites shiurim kitoysef ezu yachshav yesh v'yachshav masayim originally was 199. And now it's 200. Asudim lefi she'ein v'heter harishon kedei levat v'hatasefes, so it's us, because you have to have a little bittle. She'or lo v'klai v'kam in v'lil v'masayim, kol shuflet v'levat v'yisr, v'hosev v'masayim el v'pachas v'kol shumutr, v'yesh v'kedei v'halis v'echad v'masayim. Fadim sifrei yalaf la. Next Rashi, go back to next Rashi. Loi hosef, loi alma, ein hazriya neseres. So this is Nakasha. He's saying over here that according to this Lundus, The lundus is that a davar, the ikaron, the seeds. You see, the seeds become osur. So I told you the seeds disintegrated. They don't have to disintegrate. Let's say you take two seeds. You take a wheat seed and a grape seed, and you plant them together. The Gemara is telling us now, we just finished learning, is the maisa. It's like hadlokas hameiros. Just putting these two seeds into the ground. Okay, just putting these two seeds into the ground is an action which prohibits these two seeds. And that's very critical, because these two seeds originally are mutar, they have a shasa kosher. And now, when you put them in the ground in proximity to one another, they become prohibited, even if nothing yet grows. We need to come onto that principle, because we are desperately searching to find the Hichat Himsa in the sugya of Kiliyat Kerem, Hichat Himsa of Shasa Kosher. We're looking for a shasa kosher. Now you're telling me, but if just the mice are putting the seeds together, That's what the Rambam said before. We go back to the Rambam before. The Rambam here says, for here we learn, the fact that the word of the Nes is kasher, the more held him, it's a good raya. Zoysomeris, kilakim, ikar nesorin. Okay, just the seeds. Even before they disintegrate, if you'll now dig them up, you will retrieve them from the ground. The seeds are osur, because the seeds have been put in the ground in proximity to one another. And that action is what makes it osur. So Gemara, really? Is that what the pshat is? You're telling me now that just the act is enough? And it doesn't need to grow? It doesn't need to grow. It's not a matter of growing. It's a matter of just putting the seeds into the ground. Eibazeh, if you were to hold seeds in your hand in a flower pot and walk through a vineyard, so that walking through a vineyard is in essence putting them in the ground together. You're putting them in proximity. Then the vineyard and the seeds should be osur. Yeah, what does it say in the Braisa? Nothing. The vineyard is mutter. The flower pot is mutter, unless the flower pot grows 1 in 200. So you see that it's not the seeds. The seeds taka remain mutter forever. The prohibition of kilei hakelim is the growth. So frek the Gemara, masiv Rav Shmaya, hamadur as nami b'nei b'kemel moisav masai masai hoisav in lo yosav loy amravet trei kroik sivei. Not a kasha. There are two pesukim. One pasuk says. Ksiv, it says Hazera, Ksiv Hamaleya. Two, one is Zera, then it's Hamaleya. Haketzad, Zuru Meikaroi, Behashrasha. Behashrasha. If it was planted Meikaroi, Zuru, Bo, Hoise, Bo, Hoi. If it was Zuru Meikaroi, means in the ground. Rashi says, it says over here, Zuru Meikaroi, the first one along the page, the very bottom. Bekerem behashrasha, kiyotsev hazer mashrasha af hazriya neseres mu koydim hashrasha kiman demancha bekado domi. Okay, so in a chanami. Just putting it in the ground, it does not become osur. Made a mistake. It's not the action of putting the seed in the ground that prohibits the seeds. What makes the seeds prohibited is that it has to take root. And how do you know that? It says the word zera. That's the Mer's drasha. Zerua meikaroi, the kerem in the vineyard, the hashrasha. Kedachsev hazera, mashma. Rashi is the master. Mashma, Shlomi, this very funny noise is coming from. I'm putting you on mute. Okay, you're on mute now. When you want to talk, you unmute yourself. Mashma, sha'af hazuria neseres. Even the act. I'm sorry. Sha'af sha'af hazuria umihu. When is the act of zuria? Koydem hashrasha kaman demancha bichidor domi. It's like being put into a container. It's nothing. It has to take root. And the other pasuk says, Zeru bo meleya koydem lochein. But let's say you didn't plant it. In other words, if you're holding a flower pot, you have a flower pot, and you walk through a vineyard, that's not called planted. The flower pot is not planted in the vineyard. It's in your hand. Then we apply the other pasuk called Meleya, which has a connotation, has to grow, it has to grow a small amount. Trei koi ksivi. Ksivi says Hazera, uksiv hamaleya, haketzad, zarua meikaroi, if it was put into the ground, behashrosho. And we know the word zera, zruu bo, hoisif in, loy hoisif lo, so it's not a kasha. It's not a kasha, in a chan, the moment you're saying, we're back in business. There's a lot of lomdus over here. The basic lomdus over here is when you put it into the ground, you have a seed, like we said originally. You have a seed, you put it in the ground. The seed, before you put the seed in the ground, the seed is mutter. You put the seed in the ground in a vineyard, and it begins to take root. So the seed is still something that you can touch. The seed is still there. It's just that the seed now took root. But the seed is the seed. You have a dava shiyesh by manish. That seed now becomes osur because it took root. That very seed, forget about the growth, the very, very same seed. That very same seed originally was a dava hamutar and now became a dava haosur. So in other words, a dava shiyesh, it had a shas hakosher. It had a shas hakosher. Okay, now we go to the next Shtul Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yaakov, Anaya Unfang. Omar Rabbi Yaakov, Bechol Mishrap Nuchutz Me'atze Asher. You can be merape with anything that you want. Any vaccine you want, you can take, it will do the trick. Chutz Me'atze Asher, you're not allowed to use Atze Asher. Heichidami, Inem Adika Sakona. If you're telling that a person is Pekuch Defesh, why not? It's not Avodah Zara to use, to do, a, there are three things that you now have to give up your life. Avodah Zara, Gilerai Shvi Chastamim. To take wood that's used to worship, that a Asher that was worshipped as an idol, I'm not worshipping the idol. A guy worshipped the idol. I want, this object is also Behana. If I derive pleasure, I didn't do Avodah Zara. I just benefited from a davar that's also Behana. That's not Avodah Zara. If it was Taka Avodah Zara, you have to live your life. I'm not worshipping it. I'm just taking a davar that was worshipped by somebody else, and I'm using this object. So he named it the Sakon Afi Lati Asher Nami. Because the end of the day, before the Pekuch Nefesh. Vidaleka Sakona, Afi Lukoli Sum Shemeter Nami Loi. If you tell me there's no Sakona, so what are you telling me? Adavka Atze Asher. There are a long laundry list of items that are prohibited by Asamir Rabbanan. Why are we specifying? Are we specifying specifically the Atzei Asherah? And for the Gemara, Me'olam Dika Sakana. You know what? It's Taka Bikoch Nefesh. Afilu Achi Atzei Asherah Loi. Even so, Atzei Asherah is still forbidden. And now, why? The Tanya Rabbi Elazar Omer Inemar. It says Bechol Nafshecha. Olamar Nem Bechol Nodecha. And it says, give Hashem all of you your neshama, give up your life. So why does it give you money? What is more valuable, money or your life? What would you say, Shlomo? What would you say? I would say money is more valuable, no? In nemar b'chol nafshcha, lo nemar b'chol miodecha. In nemar b'chol miodecha, lo nemar b'chol nafshcha. I tell you that some people, taka, money is more valuable than life. El lev l'cha, im yesh odam. In Yesh Adam, if you'll find such a person, the Gemara seems to imply that these people are from the minority. Really? If Yesh Adam, Shagufai, Chavala Mimainai, oh no, the other way around, sorry, I didn't say it correctly. Im Yesh Adam, Shagufai, Chavala Mimainai, a person's guf is more fresh than his body. Now, there's an ois aleph over here. Our Gemara just says, V'yesh Adam, Shemoyne Chavala Migufay. And what is over here, the ois aleph and the Bach? The Bach comes to the rescue, V'im Yesh Adam, Shemoyne Chav. Here he says over here, V'im Yesh Adam. Then, V'im Yesh Adam, Shemoyne Chavala Migufay, Kachneva B'chol Miodecha. Okay, so over here we have the word V'im Yesh Adam. Now, by the way, here's the question. So what's the average person? Shlomi, what's the average person? B'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshcha. The Gemara here says, im yesh adam, which implies that he's not from the majority. He's a minority, a minority. And then it comes to the other guy who likes money more, im yesh adam. So what's the average person?
What does it mean that a person thinks that his money is more important than his life? What does that mean?
It means if I can have money, I don't want to live. I want to
You can talk about Yaakov Avinu, who went back to the Pachim Gitanim.
Oh, why? Why did he go to the Pachim Gitanim? Because that was honest money. That was honest, hard-earned money. He worked for it. It's a different type of money. It's not the
stuff. Basically, what you're saying, when you're asking your money in your life, you're saying, is it worth to take a risk, which is possibly life-threatening, for the sake of money?
I don't know, which
is more important, money or your life?
I don't know. You could dash in this the whole day, figure out what this means. I don't know what this means. I don't know.
Many people will say, I'll take a risk. It's worth the risk.
I don't know what this means. I don't know. This is a very mystical Gemara. Whatever it is, fine. So therefore, what's the most cash over here? What's the most... That's the Chiddush. That's the Asher. Now, I don't understand it. I told you.
How does that answer the Gemara? What is the question? The question is, why, if it's a Sarkana, should he be able to use
Atzei
Asherah? What's the answer?
So the answer is that when it comes to Avodah Zara, I don't know the answer.
It's not Avodah Zara.
That was my kasha. My kasha was, you're not worshipping the idol. What you're doing is you're just taking an object that was worshipped and you're using it for your benefit. You're not worshipping it.
The Gemara also agrees with you. The Gemara doesn't say it's Avodah Zara. Otherwise, it would be answered. It's one of the three things that...
Maybe this Gemara doesn't hold of it.
Look at Tysus.
Chutz Nasi Asherah. Near Luri. The Mari going to Ain Yachel is rapping Misha Eitzim El Beze. Good Ali, they shade him or Shum Dover or Shum Ali El Beze. Good Ali, they shade him or Shum Dover Acher Mishum de Osi Lunite Bosa of the Zara. The Gabi Ben Doma, this fellow, his name was Ben Doma, Beavo de Zara, Perik Shani, Shinosh Nochosh, he was bitten by a snake, Ubo Yakov Ishkvar Sach Nayo, Lera Poisoi, Vloy Nichu Rabbi Shmuel Mishum de Minus Moshcha Umishcha. He did not allow this fellow because he was a min, and a min is Moshe. What does that mean? The first Mishalim, Perik Shmuel Mishrotzim, Shahay Reitzel Lilchosh Bois. B'shem Zor, about the Zora, Avol Adi Tachboish Ashari, Kerabin Hassan, the Vivo Romulay Yaakov Mino, Sama Ashkai, gave medicine. It seems over here, I don't know the answer, but when it says the Atzeh Asheri, it seems like it's a service. You're going to actually worship the idol. I don't know what the Gemara means. It seems like it's not just time you're using an object that's also Bahana. It seems like when you're going to take the Asherah, it's a form of Koichei Satuma, maybe actually the...
So what's the question? If it's a Vayda Zera, you have to give up your life for
it. So the Gemara is saying that you have to.
No, if it's to give up your life, you should be alive. No, it's a Vayda Zera.
The Gemara over here, let me read you what it says here in the parish of the Mesifta. It says here, Eitzim shenatum kidei l'avdam, avod zara, shavdu l'chem avod zara, tezvav in the bottom, in the notes. It says, shnei sugi eitzim elu, chayim ilo shavdu l'chem avod zara.
But we have to learn that it's not avod zara, that it's not worshipping avod zara, this thing. Otherwise, what's the question?
I don't know what he means. The makom she'ein ha'iser nitchem mepikuach nefesh. The Gemara's answer is that it's pikuach nefesh. The Gemara is basically saying is it's pikuach nefesh. The Gemara is saying it's pikuach nefesh. You're going to die, and the Gemara is saying is that's right. Die, better die than use the atzeh asher. That's the Gemara's answer.
No, Gemara's answer is
b'chol nafshel. Yeah, that means give up your life, b'chol nafshel, give up your life. Give up your life. That's right. Okay, it's very interesting that we're learning this Gemara on Chanukah, on the 7th of Chanukah. Hello? Because Chanukah is, what does the Rambam say? Rabbi Sholimin knows the Gemara. The Rambam says, Mitzvah, Sner Chanukah, Mitzvah, Chaviva Hi Me'oid. It's a Mitzvah that's Chaviva Me'oid. And here we're learning the Gemara that says, Yesh Ha'odam Shenavshe Chaviv Olav. Yesh Adam She M'moyne Chaviv Olav. Okay, there are people that the Nesham is Chaviv, and there are people who Momon is Chaviv. Chanukah is even more Chaviv. It's Chavivehi Me'oid. It's more Chaviv than your Neshama. It's more Chaviv than your Momon. And this is on the 7th day of Chanukah. What's unique about the 7th day of Chanukah? It's Acharon Chaviv. I knew a person, he was a Chover. He was a Chover, a doctor, his name was Victor. Victor, what was his first name? Dr. David Victor's father. May Dr. David Victor refuah shleim. He lives now in Muncie, he's not well at all. And his father, what was his father's name? I don't remember what his... He's not well for many years. He's very not well now. I spoke to his wife not that long ago. And Dr. Victor had a father. He lived in his house. He was, I forgot what was his name. I forgot his first name. He was a real, real yekka. They don't make yekkas like this. He was more yekka than yekka. I remember what he looked. Man was a very stark person. Oh, he must have been like 100 years old. He was very old when he died. And he told me, Beferu, she said to me, what does it mean, acharon, acharon, chaviv? It does not mean the last. If it meant the last, it would be acharon, chaviv. Chazal said, Acharoin, Acharoin, Chavev, the second to last. And he's so correct. And you can prove this, Rashi, the Rashi in Parshva Yishlach, that Kamat says, Ibeferush, Acharoin, Acharoin, Chavev means the second to last. When Yaakov Avinu lines up all of his children, wives, before he comes to greet Esav, so there's a whole long list of the whole procession, and on the second to last person, it says, Rashi, Acharoin, Acharoin, Chaviv. So therefore, today is the seventh day of Chanukah. Chanukah, Rambam says, is mitzvah chaviva hi me'oid. The famous words of the Rambam. Mitzvah chaviva hi doesn't say this anywhere, the Rambam. So mitzvah chaviva hi me'oid. If there are 8 days of Chanukah, which of the 8 days of Chanukah is the most chaviv? The seventh day. Because this is the Acharoin, Acharoin Chaviv. We're now learning Torah on the day of Chanukah, that's Acharoin, Acharoin Chaviv. And what are we learning? What's today's Daf Daf Chavei? And what does it say over here in the Gemara? It says, Im yesh l'cho odom she nafshoi chaviv olav mimoinoi. Im yesh l'cho odom she mimoinoi chaviv olav migufoi. The two different types of Chavivos. Okay, the two different types of chavivos. It's sugepas to learn about this on Chanukah, which is the mitzvah chavivah himoid on the seventh day of Chanukah, which is the acharon acharon chaviv. And Shalim, you like that? Shloime, you can hear this on the other 1,048 daf yomishirim. The Agudas Yisrael of America, Vayta. Okay, now the Gemara here says, Ki also Ravin Amar Rav Yochanan Mechol Misrapin. He had this detail that you can be Misrapin Mechol, except for Chutz. We avoid the Zora. The Gilarayas is the Barvus to Gemara. The Shlichas Domen, Avoid the Zora, the Hobby Amoran, the Gilarayas, the Shlichas Domen, the Tanya, the Rehme, Ki, Kasha Yochanan, Isha Rehme, Al Rehme, with Sochin Nefesh. Murder. Kein Adover Hazeh. This is you're allowed to kill the man to prevent her from doing the aveira. How do you know that? Rashi. It says ve'ein moshi Allah. That's the makar. It says ve'ein moshi Allah. There was no one to save her. It's mashma. There was someone to save her. You can kill this fellow that he should not go and be doing avera with the nara hamarasa. Vaita after it seach nitin latzil benafshay. So if a person that's going to be killed, you're allowed to kill a person that's going to kill someone else. V'namid osam ve'et seach. And we learn out of this mitzvah. Marit seach yehoi val yavar af nara hamarasa tehoreik. The Al Tavar. Okay, so we learn one from each other. The Shrikh Hasdam, we go from Midon. Sorahu, what's the Sorah? Yehu Dosa Kami Dorova, Omali Mid Mori Doroi, Omali Zilka Lilaplanya. This fellow whose name was Mori Doroi told me to kill someone. The Loi Kat Lina Loch, the Loi Kalin Loch. So, and if I don't, I'll kill you. Omali. So he told him, Lik to Loch Voloi Tikto. Better you be killed. And don't kill someone else. You know why? This is my favorite daf in Gan Shas. This is mamish, the favorite daf in Gan Shas. Mr. Forrest, you came today to learn with us on my favorite daf in the whole Shas, 2007-11 daf, Chaf Hei. It says these famous words, my choses, the dama, the doch, sumuk tvei. Who says your blood is redder? Dilma dama du gavra sumuk tvei. Maybe his blood is redder. And then when my friend... My person, he died, Aaron Price, Sadia Aaron Price, he died a couple of months ago from Corona. So Rabbi Aaron Kahn Shlita was maspid him. And Rabbi Aaron Kahn, he said that he was in this program, Yeshiva University, they had a program for them, I forgot what it was called, a program for high functioning, you know, Down syndrome children, things like this. And he started to praise Rabbi Aaron Kahn. He started to mamish. I never. It was unbelievable what he said. To give the greatest shavach to Yeshiva University, he said they went and they made for these boys a program to give them a chelek in Torah, they can call their own. And then he said, Who says my chelek is any greater than his chelek? Who says? Who's to judge? Who says my chelek is any greater than Sadia Aaron Price's chelek? He struggled to learn there that year one Amud Gemara. Who says my chelek's better than his chelek? Unbelievable. My chosis, the domich sumutay. Who's to judge? All right, we have to stop here. I want to thank you very, very much from the depths of my heart for coming along with me, because if it all with me, I go out of my mind. So you did me a very big favor. Thank you very much for living with me. Thank you so much. Have a good night, Mr. Forrest. Have a wonderful night. Be well. Zygazon. Mmm.